ready? I'd like to call all to the Town of Brule regular meeting for June 10th, 2019. Mr. Richard, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Recognitions and commendations, I don't have any up front. Approval of minutes for regular meeting May 13, 2019. We didn't have any changes in the minutes that I'm aware of. Got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public Works Department update. This is from May of 2019. We had total rainfall. We had four events for 11.6 inches. We had 8 inches recorded in that one weekend from May 9th, 10th, and 11th, which caused some flooding problems. Several drainage issues were reported. We had several skate alarms at our wastewater lift stations, mainly due to infiltration from all the high levels of rainwater. Chlorine treatment at the sewer pond was interrupted due to a cracked pipe that's been repaired. We had no out-of-compliance test on the sewer treatment facility. We had the pre-construction meeting held for our street overlay project, which is going on now. No personnel incidents in the maintenance department. Robert and John attended a street repair class held by LTAP. Those are good programs, very inexpensive. And we ordered all new street signs for the Gwynn Street crossing, so those should be coming in. Roadside debris pickup will be this week. We had some problems with our end of the month. Last did they ever get Gleason Street? He promised me he was going to get to him on Saturday, and I'll call again today. For what it's worth, our extra pickup will be on June 28th. That'll be our final pickup for that. So that's our public works update. Road overlay update, just to give you a couple little things. Gwynn Street is almost completed. Hebert Street, I think they're going to work on tomorrow. Arlene's Quarters is a different issue. They found some more spots that are going to cost us a little bit more. It's going to cost us another $5,000.
That's in the first section?
In the back section.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. I hadn't been down there yet. I found this out today, and he marked them all, the spots that he found. He marked them all, and they're going to have to dig them out, and they're going to put more asphalt down.
We need to look at the first section because there's some bad areas in there.
Well, they do have those marked, and they plan on getting to those.
Okay.
But these are additional ones that they found, I think, in the back section. They're going to need another 90 tons of asphalt for those spots that we have that road failure. So it's just subsurface failure on the road. He said it could be soil-cement combination. It could be river. It could be workmanship. He doesn't know. So I told him to go ahead and do it, and we'll just go ahead and get it done while they're here and fix it the right way. He said if you don't fix it and you don't put the additional tonnage, in a year you're going to have the same sinkhole problem.
Yeah. Did Shane or someone verify that?
Verify
these additional areas that they reported. I think it would behoove us just to make sure that that's correct.
Yep. Okay. I will get our guy that we have overseeing the project, Eric Paillet, and him.
Yeah.
I'll get him out there tomorrow because I just found this out this morning. Well, I think he called me on Friday, and he told me he had all the spots marked, and they're going to be working on Hebert, so we should be able to get to it tomorrow. So I'll give him a call and get that taken care of. They're moving along very quickly. The weather's been cooperating. They actually worked the weekend this weekend. So, any questions on road overlay? Any questions? All right, planning and zoning. Consider variance request for Don Email, 304 Gleason Street, non-compliance, section 19.6 servitude encroachment to place an RV cover across the drainage servitude. Ms. Email was here for our committee meeting. I think she's just putting an RV cover that's going to be over our drainage servitude. You're going to have limestone underneath it, correct? And so we just need to go ahead and the planning and zoning approved the variance unanimously. So anybody have any questions for her?
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Ms. Denisler. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? We don't need roll call for that, huh? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Next up, consider re-subdivision tract A into tracts A1 and A2 located at section 55, township 8, range 12, east, southeastern land district, west of the Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for Dane and Bonnie DeArmond. That's on, they live at 501 North of Bove, and this is on the back side of the property. You have the map or not?
Oh,
yeah, but you don't have it up.
I don't have it up.
All right, so they gave us a description of what they're doing. They're increasing the backside of their piece of property to include an existing metal shed. When they do that, it creates a little bit of a problem because it's too close to the property line. So they're asking for a variance on that as well as the re-subdivision. So this is just the re-subdivision, and the variance will be next, right? Yeah. This is just the re-subdivision of the property. Got a motion by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Same map, consider variance request, non-compliance section 19.31.1, zoning district R1 side setback, to reduce the side setback from 10 feet to 2.5 feet for existing shed at 501 North of Bove. That's the same piece of property. They're just going to include the shed and the piece of property as opposed to the way it was before. And it encroaches on that side setback.
Although the shed is closer, the slopes of the roof is on the new existing lot, so it doesn't infringe on the 2.5 foot side. The water comes off north and south off of that shed. So
okay.
That I move, we approve it.
A motion by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, in your package we have the actual to budget. We're getting really close on income. If you see, we're at 7.4. With our budget adjustments tonight, we'll make that work. We look a little high on expenses, but we have the street overlay project that's in there. So once that comes out and a couple other budget adjustments, that number should be within that 5%, which we're required to fall under. So should be good there. Okay, Recreation Committee, anything? Personnel? Anything? Police? Governmental Affairs? Consideration of vetoed ordinances? We don't have any. Consider Ordinance 1 of 2019 Town Fund Budget Adjustment for 2018 fiscal year.
Before we get into the budget, I would like us to consider moving 8C to 8A. That way, if we get any kind of lengthy budget discussion, we can handle this rezoning before we get into and talk about all our budgets. I know we have to have a motion and a second and a roll call. We'll need to pass you now for the amendment agenda.
Gotcha.
Move 8C to 8A. That way, we can handle this particular zoning.
Okay.
Request, and then we can get into all the other stuff if we have.
That's fine.
Discussion, we'll have to hold it.
That's fine. So I got a motion by Mr. Andre to amend the agenda to move 8C to the top of the list of ordinances as 8A, and we'll put we'll just bump everything down one. Do I have a second?
A second.
Do we have a public hearing on that?
All right. I would just think about having that.
Any comments from the audience for agenda change?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just moving it up so we can talk about it before we get into budget. So we have a motion and a second. Any other comments? We need a roll call vote, huh? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Okay, so now we'll move to consider ordinance number, it'll actually be number one of 2019, it'll still be three?
Just the agenda.
All right. Of 2019, rezoning 731 East Main Street from C1 to C2.
Sir, may I approach?
Yeah, hold on one second. We're just going to let him tell us what he wants to do, and then you can come up and speak in a minute. You want to just come up and tell us exactly what you plan on doing there?
Just say your name and all that, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. My name is Michael Touye.
Born and raised in the area, of course. Basically, we're taking 731 East Main, which used to be a mechanic shop years ago, turning it into a small repairs mechanic shop, brakes, oil changes, you know, a bunch of light work, things like that. And eventually the motor vehicle inspections, given the state approval and given the council's approval for the rezoning. And that's about it.
Okay. Thank you. So you're rezoning from a C1 to a C2 for that piece of property?
Yes, sir.
All right. That was at planning and zoning, and planning and zoning approved that. So, all right. Thank you, sir. You want to come up, state your name and
address.
Name and address, and just...
Yes, sir. Thank you for the time and the opportunity to talk to the committee. What's happening on...
What's your name and address? Just name and address real quick.
My name's Mark Staid, STAID. I reside at the residence directly behind the shop that Michael owns. 731 Main Street.
Okay.
What's happening there is the current condition that Michael has created since he's been running his shop is a bunch of junk cars. He's got everything from washing machines to junk cars to other appliances. It's an eyesore on Main Street. He is selling cars. He's got cars that are under repair for sale. So he's actually running a car sale business while a repair business. So this tactic of moving to C2 doesn't give a true picture of what's going on. And you people need to be aware of that. He is fixing washing machines, four-wheelers, junk cars, creating an eyesore. He has people living in a commercial place. He has no permits. He has, as far as I know, he has no permits, no licenses. And he's doing all of this stuff on Main Street. And so for him to ask for this, it's ridiculous. And you guys need to just deny it. Because he's running a shop that is crazy. I mean, from washing machines to junk cars, to give me a permit, give me a license, he has none of that. He has no insurance. So, what I'm asking this council to do is give serious consideration to the fact that he is running some kind of business that, you know, it's fine that he's trying to make a living, granted. I'm not out to throw dirt on that. But what I am out to do is he has to play by the rules. And he's not playing by the rules. He has no permits. He has no license. He's fixing washing machines and four-wheelers and cars and selling cars. And I mean, there has to be limits on what he's trying to do. He's got children running around this place, and they're underneath car lifts. It's a danger. He has kids that are underneath car lifts with no supervision. So please take safety, place ordinance, place legalization. Just do your job. You can't just let somebody do anything they want on Main Street. And that's what you've got now. Right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Just state your name, Tom.
My name is Thomas Blanchard. Reside at 833 East Main Street. First of all, I want to ask, has anybody, have y'all been by there recently? Have you been by the... Okay. So, it first started out, it was one or two cars that Mike was working on. And I don't know Mike, but I'm assuming that's his first name. But it's kind of grown. There's a couple of Roto-Rooter vehicles there. So at first I thought, well, maybe he has a contract with Roto-Rooter to repair their vehicles. But I think if you ask him, he bought those. And he's fixing them up to sell them. That goes, I will think, a little beyond car repairs. It goes outside of that, I believe. It's backing up. It's growing. I think it exceeds what was originally accepted. So I do ask you to oppose this, at least have some restrictions on what's going to be done there. I thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Come on up.
My name is Melissa Mills, and I reside at 719 East Main Street, which is the property directly behind the shop. Mike Touye started renting the property in January of 2018. Since then, it went from a beautiful green yard to having four vehicles that have not moved since they've been put there. The noise, whenever I first talked to him, introduced myself whenever he moved in, he said that the hours are going to be 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. He's there after 5 almost every day, and he's there every Saturday. My home has he has no consideration that it's my home. I have to listen to engines and motors and four-wheelers and tractors and all day long. My peaceful home has turned into just a motor yard, and my beautiful green grass has turned into a junkyard. And it's incessant. Sometimes when I get home from work at 5:30, I can barely get down my own driveway because there's so many cars parked in the driveway that I have to get down to get to my home. There are children running around. I have seen Michael working on a truck in a lift with his own child playing at his feet underneath the truck. I mean, it is a hazard. And yes, there is someone living in the shop. I mean, it's an eyesore. And if he's planning on doing permits, it's going to increase the traffic on Main Street that already is too fast. People speed down the road. He has no consideration that it's my home. He just goes there to have parties, crawfish boils, and play and hang out and supposedly work on cars. It's where I live. It's where I have to come home to every day. And he has no consideration for that. Like I said, he moved in January. And since then, it went from two cars that came in on flatbed trucks, busted windows. One of them didn't even have tires on it. I mean, you drive back there and see if that's where you want to go home to every day and what you want to pass whenever you go to your refuge. It's It's not just a car repair shop. It's a junkyard. And I'm strongly opposed. And I've gone to him several times and tried to talk to him about it. And again, he has no respect for the fact that that's where I live. That's where I come home to. He has no consideration for that whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm going to have to spell your last name.
Saturday.
M-I-L-L-S. Saturday. Hey. No, and he called the police on me Saturday because I asked him about the noise and to move a vehicle, but he got arrested, not me.
Thank you. All right, anybody else?
My name is Kenneth Jackson. I live at 140 St. Matthew Street. My problem is I'm worried about the parking. There's only a little space of parking in front of that building. He's using the next door neighbor who have not opened up with us. He using their area to park cars.
Yep.
I park my personal vehicle with
okay, that's okay. Let him talk.
Okay, sorry.
I don't think that we need no big cars or buses or stuff there on Main Street when you don't have enough parking space for all that. So I think I'll be a little against it. I don't like the way the four-wheelers, he drive them up and down St. Matthew Street, making a lot of noise. They don't have mufflers on them. So I think I'll be against that.
Thank you, sir.
Tom, can you read the things for C2?
Yeah. C2 uses permitted. All uses permitted in B1 transition and C1 commercial.
And I can read those if you want to. But.
And other similar limited commercial uses, including but not limited to the following: where the use is determined to be compatible with the Brule land use plan, the Brule land use principles, and other criteria set forth in C2 by the zoning commission and board of aldermen. Plumbing shops, bulk dairy products, retail, railroad passenger terminals, creameries, express office and parcel delivery service, fabrication of gaskets, packing of soft and metal materials, laboratories, dry cleaners and laundries, lumber yards, feed and seed stores, hardware stores, building supplies, motor vehicle repair, motorcycle sales and repair, service stations, sheet metal shops, tire repairs, newspapers, commercial printing, retail grocery stores, utility, telephone, and communication towers, provided that the location must be a minimum of the height of the tower plus 500 feet from the nearest residential use. That's the uses permitted.
And the whole list of prohibited uses.
Somebody living there?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yes.
Yes. My mom is there helping me redo the interior of the building.
So does she sleep there?
Occasionally, yes.
I'm talking to him. Let me ask the questions and I'll get the answers. Come back up and speak again. I'm asking him the question.
If she stays there late, she will sleep there. Other than that, she stays at my house until everything is done. And then she'll go back to Gonzales to my brother's residence where she lives.
Not true.
All right, so someone sleeping there is non-conforming, so we know that's a problem.
Yeah, that's the first of the prohibited uses.
That's right. So that's a huge issue.
Is that I can take care of.
So anybody else in the audience have anything else? Any other council members have any questions?
I noticed the car was bailed, and that caught my attention because I didn't think that that should be there, but car for sale, is that included in the uses?
Motorcycle sales said, but it didn't say...
I know, but it was still, it was very obvious when I passed there.
All right, any other questions?
Among the uses prohibited is any business or activity which directly or indirectly creates or emits noxious or putrid odors, dust, debris, smoke, and or noise.
That's a prohibited in under C2, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, anybody on the council have any questions? All right, we'll move forward. Do we have a motion to consider ordinance number 3, rezoning of 731 East Main from C1 to C2? I make a motion? All right, no motion. So that will die for no motion. So that property is still C1, so it's non-conforming, so you don't have to cease and desist right there. All right, consider ordinance number 1, 2019 general funds budget adjustment for 2018-19. So if you look in your package, you'll see our budget adjustments. So we're proposing to run a little short on sales tax, $30,000, so we'll have to adjust that. However, we had $19,350 more in income and interest income. We also received $23,000 bicycle grant from Dow Chemical. So that's our income adjustments. If you look down at your expense adjustments, we, of course, the $23,000 bicycle grant, we had to add that for an expense. Capital expenditures for police, we're not purchasing the new unit, so that's a $28,000 expense adjustment. We didn't get the sidewalks done, so that's $40,000. We're going to push that into next year's budget. Levee top lighting project was not done, so that's $33,000 we didn't get done there. We were kind of waiting on the project, the grant. Police salaries were a bit over with all the overtime we had. We went over on police salaries to $21,000. And then as we had discussed, we increased our road special projects by $23,000. That'll cover all of our Hebert Street, the Sinkholes on Orleans, and Gwynn Street. So those are our total expense adjustments and our total income adjustments.
That's including the proposed additional repairs at the end of the...
Yes, the $5,000 is added to that
$23,000. And the overtime, a lot of that was due to the incident at the school.
Yep. With the two officers gone, we had to put in a bunch of...
Yeah.
So with that, do I have a motion to accept the budget adjustments for ordinance number 1? Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. We're going to open up a public hearing. Or anyone in the audience wants to comment on the budget adjustments? No comments. All right, public hearing is closed. So we have a motion and a second.
Wait, I have a question. When the bicycles come?
I'm not going to say next week, because he told us next week, but I'm going to say soon. How about that?
Since that's being discussed.
That's coming soon. Right, Blaine, he said possibly next week, so.
Okay.
Well, you got to ride a bike for him.
No, thank you. I'll watch you ride bike.
All right, so any other questions from the council? All right, roll call vote, please.
You need a second. Did you second?
Yeah, Mr. Nisha, second.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Next is consider ordinance number 2 of 2019 town sewer funds budget adjustment for 2018-19 fiscal year. There's only one adjustment, and we budgeted for $35,000 for the LGAT grant, and it came in at $19,400, so we have to make a $15,600 budget adjustment there. So that's pretty simple on the sewer budget. I'll open up a public hearing for anyone who has any kind of comments on the sewer budget. All right, public hearing is closed. Do I have a motion to accept ordinance number 2?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the council? And just to let you know, the 19-4 will be used to coat manholes for our sewer infiltration problem. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right, consider ordinance number 4, 2019 Town General Funds budget for 2019-2020 fiscal year. You have the proposed budget in your packet. It changed a little bit from the committee meeting, not a whole lot. Just to highlight, we have $100,000. If you notice our sales tax, we lowered it a little bit for our downward trend there. We increased our interest. Everything else there seems to remain the same. We put $100,000 in for our road overlay project for next year. We do have the money in for our trailhead development that we had talked about last time. I have my other page. Maintenance expense, streets and drainage. We're going from $47,000 to $79,000 for all of our drainage problems that we're having. We're hoping that that'll help solve some of our drainage problems for next year. That's just high level on certain things that stand out a little bit. With the park money, we're going to dip into savings a little bit, like we talked about last time, to cover that. I met with Shane and Terry a little while ago, and they wanted to throw out a little bit, maybe possibly put some more money toward drainage.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I think we have, you know, timing's one thing. We had that 7 inches of rain in an hour and caused us some issues in town. So we have that $79,000 in for drainage. We won't have the money unless we cut somewhere else, but we have the money in savings, and I think we can possibly put more in there.
My opinion was that we get Roy. We know we got problem areas in the town. Roy is our engineer, obviously. I think we should get him to look at the whole picture and give us some advice on where to go from here. We know we got ditches that need cleaning. We know we got culverts that need cleaning out. Talked about maybe a retention pond. We need a move and get Roy to give us some professional advice on this, I think.
And we needed to start from the outfall, not just within the corporate limits of the town.
Right.
We need to start from the intercoastal back to see what the elevations are.
I know it's a sewer budget, but I know you're talking, Roy, about plans to add a third pump to help with the issue.
Yeah,
we only have the water infiltration.
Yeah.
That would go in the sewer budget.
Sewer budget, right.
Correct.
Well, again, I'm not sure how much we need to adjust this, but maybe we give it Roy and get some numbers, but we need to move on this and get a professional opinion on where our problem areas are and go ahead and.
Why don't we go to 100 now, and if we need to amend it later on, we can.
I'm game for that. You want to make it around 100? That'd be bumping it another 30,000.
I would add.
What do you want?
I mean, regardless of what we put there.
I'm looking at this balance sheet on this other page, and it's $3.6 million in the bank. I would bump that streets and drainage up $170,000 to make it $249,000 because we already added 30. That's my opinion. I'd pull 50 out of special projects other and make that 240 to kind of balance the liquid putting there. And I'd also like to add $11,500 on capital expenditure for police, for speed limit signs. I inadvertently forgot to talk about last week.
Hold on.
Make that one.
No, wait, hold on. We had money this year for that.
So we're all in that this year. So I just want to make sure we get them.
Yeah, we're getting them.
All right.
You're talking about the digital ones that show you speed?
I'm putting two lines through that.
Put one line under the drain.
I got one line. I got 170,249. If Roy comes back and we come way under, we amend.
Yeah. So under, so you're suggesting maintenance expense, streets and drainage. The proposal was 79,000, which is up from 47, and you're talking about making that
249.
Well, if you make it 250, it's going.
And for drainage, and then under special projects, lowering that by 50,000.
Yep, making that 240. And we got money both places. Make to keep your long range plans rolling.
Right, we don't sacrifice that.
Address some hot spots, and two, we got money to mobilize if Roy comes up with some key things that we need to do. We don't have to go back and add a ton of money. It's bad, we can spend.
Yeah, so just to touch base on a few things about drainage. Ms. Joanne, Mr. Don, Shane, myself, and Roy met after the last rain event, which was what, August? I mean, I'm sorry, April, whatever. Maybe it was May.
It was May.
Middle of May.
We met and we discussed some problems that we had. One was sewer, which is not really in drainage, but just to let you know, we're looking at putting a new pump in the Live Oak station, which is the final station before it pumps to the sewer, which is going to increase that rate to pump that station down, so we don't have the problems on Orleans Quarters. We have two houses on Orleans Quarters that back up in big rainfalls. And this kind of goes hand in hand with drainage because the infiltration in our sewer system is causing a problem. So that's one of the things we discussed. Another thing we discussed, we're going to look at elevations throughout Orleans in that back section. We even talked about digging a retention pond, try to acquire some property to put water in to hold it for a little bit longer. When the tonton's full, everything backs up. So if we can retain that water a little bit, Shane and I and Terry talked a little while ago about digging out ditches to grade to maybe add some retention there. We don't really have a drainage problem because it drains really well once the flow is cut off. We have the problem of such a large amount all at once is what we can't handle. So to answer your question, give everybody a little tidbit of what's going on. We've been working on it. I think with the extra money in the budget, we can get Roy to do a comprehensive plan townwide, and we can really work on possibly acquiring some property with that to dig retention, whatever our engineers tell us to do. I like that idea, so that's kind of where we stand.
I know we dumped some stuff tonight on it. We don't have to approve a budget tonight. We got to the end of the month.
Rework it.
Yeah, we can reprint it tonight.
I don't like to surprise nobody.
You got those numbers, Blaine?
Probably threw a curveball.
Yeah.
Rework it and
we can
let us
with
see
them.
It.
You got those numbers, right?
Yeah. I want everybody to be comfortable. You know, we kind of met today.
I like that idea. Rusty, what's your feeling?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be in agreement for what we're discussing tonight, because for me, for the residents, whenever they have an event such as flooding, that's very personal. Whenever we go forward with proposing a budget, but we don't have any actual, I guess, information on what that's going to entail, just to throw money at it, I think we need to have something in writing, and I think we need to provide that to the residents to say, this is what the town is going to do to hopefully alleviate any future flooding issues that you may have. I concur that drainage, once the rain event stops within around 30 to 40 minutes, the water subsides pretty rapidly. We have a bunch of unusual circumstances going on with the Tonton being elevated, the Parish Canal, the Mississippi River. I think a lot of those things are compacting this, but unfortunately, as a resident that experienced flooding, we don't want to hear that. So it's my preference that the budget adjustment that we make or we propose, that we have specific line items that we can communicate.
We talked about it. Maybe I wasn't clear. My purpose was to put the money there, but when Roy gives us his professional opinion, we have the money available to go ahead and do what he says we need to do, not just go out and do anything. I think we need to take his professional opinion and
go from there.
And I would agree, he's definitely a subject matter expert, but we need a list and an itemized plan.
Yeah, I agree.
This is what we're going to do, and keep marching down that list. But it would be nice to have some money associated with that before we approve it. Just to throw money at it right now, we don't know where we're at. So then you have to do a budget adjustment later on. And
yeah, I think part of the what we discussed kind of sort and talked a little bit this morning. The money's, we're just trying to allocate that money to proceed, if you will. We don't have any plan. We're going to get Roy to give us our plan, and we were just trying, since it's budget time, we were going to try to allocate that money to proceed.
And I'm fine if we want to put this out to him, and maybe Roy to give us some aid, go do now, and
all right.
That's why I said I don't want...
My personal opinion is, Dana, I do think that that's bad. Just because I
agree with you.
I want to do what's in the best interest of the residents. I think that's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear that we're working on it, because we are. And there's a lot of work going on that they don't see, but we need to show them something. Right.
Well, I just don't. I don't want to hold up the budget process.
That's why I didn't want to hold it up.
We got to June 30th.
Yeah. We can always look at the budget and get a working budget, and then amend the budget next month. We can do that, right, Tom? I mean, there's no time frame on amending the budget.
You can
amend it at any time. Yeah, so if Roy comes back and says you need $400,000 next month in order to do this complete drainage project, and we decide to do it, then we can amend the budget then and do it, and we'll have an itemized list of what we're going
to
do.
But I agree, and that's valid, but wouldn't you want to know where you're going to be before we approve something? Because maybe there's something else that we would not want to approve again. Maybe there's something we wouldn't want to put in the budget, knowing that it could be $400,000, and we're just projecting right now $160,000.
Yeah,
I just wanted a starting point. That's all I was asking for.
Well,
get the ball rolling to get Roy involved and get the ball going on. That's all.
I don't think you're going to have an answer by the end of the month. That's my gut feeling. Roy's out this week, and I don't know if he's going to be able to get us those numbers before.
Won't he have to get a survey team or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to do elevations. He's got to figure out what the idea is and which way to go about it. That's why I say I don't want to come up on the 30th of the month and we have a special meeting on budget and we still don't have any numbers. So.
In line with what Rusty said, to give time to digest it, and maybe we do have a better starting point. I don't know.
I'm good with that.
We want to bring it up and have it discussed tonight. And like I said, I don't want to push anything if somebody's not comfortable voting.
Yeah, I'd like to get the budget approved tonight, and then we can amend it later if we so determine. I mean, even if you want, you know, there again, we had the number at $79,000 in drainage. I mean, if you guys think we need to change that, we can change that.
Where was that number derived from, man?
Shoot from the hip, because we had a lot of issues,
and
we were going to put $50,000 more in drainage to try to get some more work done. We didn't. I mean, this all happened, Rusty. What, May 15th, May 8th? So it crept us on. I'm not a guy to throw money at it. I'm a little different. I was just trying to put the money in the budget. Now, we can hold off on that too, and amend the budget as we get our plan, if that's what you guys want to do. But I mean,
I just want to do whatever we need to do to get the professionals involved.
Well, you need to have some money in there to do the plan.
I mean, some of that money is going to go to Roy for his professional stuff. And if we don't use it,
That's right.
We just amend the budget and put it back in the bank. So
it doesn't disappear if you don't spend it.
Nope. I personally like that idea. Maybe what we can do, I don't know if you guys feel comfortable, but you know, once we get the plan and come to us with the plan and say, okay, it's okay to spend that money on that plan, that makes you more comfortable.
But get him to get us a proposal.
It just because the money's in the budget
doesn't mean we don't
spend it.
Spend it
without an approved
right.
contract. So
no,
still, you still got to.
I would hope we all see a plan before we spend money.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm like you, Rusty. I want a line out of money. We got to know where our money's going, but I just want the money there for when he says, all right, we can go. Let's go. And get this situation.
We can mobilize. We can get some activity. I see those points.
That's just my opinion.
That's what I asked. I want everybody's opinion, sir.
It just doesn't make me comfortable just to take money and just throw it in the sticks, and then we're going to come back and say, well, that wasn't enough. Let me get a budget adjustment. You know, whether we can have it done by June 30th to where it's ironed out and it's ironclad and we know exactly what we're going to spend, I don't think we're going to have that either.
No, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
But I do think, hopefully, that between now and then, if we choose to delay the budget, is to at least have some line items, some aggressive measures that this is where we're going, this is an anticipated proposed budget, at least we have some idea about where we're headed. Because you're right, if we throw in, you know, up to 79 right now, and it does come back to 400, it's a perception thing. It doesn't look good to me. And I understand we can't spend the money without showing where the money's going, and we have to have, it has to be appropriated, I get that. But for right now, it's just I don't have enough information on it to say, well, we just need to... You
know, part of any money we ask for will go to part of the equipment, the time, and the dump trucks we're going to need to dig ditches to drain. That should be in our maintenance plan anyway. Part of that money is going to go to engineering fees to Roy.
Correct.
Plan. So some of that money is going to be spent. Yeah. And you know what engineering costs are. You see them every day. So, you know, we want to be moving in the right direction. I understand both sides.
Yeah.
We want everybody to be comfortable with what we're doing.
Let's go ahead and open up a public hearing, and we'll see if we have So we'll open up a public hearing on our ordinance number 4 for Town General Fund Budget 2019-2020. Public hearing's open. Ms. Judy?
Pertaining to what y'all just talked about, the drainage and all that stuff.
It's about the whole budget.
Yeah, the whole budget, but that's a line item, so yes.
It's what we're talking about, yes.
First of all, thank y'all for having it. Thank y'all for thinking about doing that. But I want to know how soon are they going to take care of all these streets? This much more water would have been in my house. This lady had water in her house. I don't know how many others down the street. But we need something to be done now. And not, you know, how long is it going to take for a survey? Everything else that has to be done. How long? When it's your house, it's a little bit more serious than y'all, and I'm not, you know, cutting y'all down in any way, shape, or form. But if it is your house, it's a whole lot more serious than if you're sitting up there.
Unfortunately, I don't have an answer on how long. I can tell you that it is top priority.
Can we start tomorrow?
We have some hot spots, yes. To answer your question, yes. Absolutely. Just to answer your question, we have two. Or just to fill you in, we have two real hot spots. One's Anita and Benzul, and the other one is Eileen. We have one small spot by the church that are really problem areas. Now we have problems everywhere as a Galatian, but those are our biggest problems that we have. So.
How many houses did you have down Eileen?
Yeah. I know of two down Eileen, and I think two on Benzul, and hers is counted as one of those two.
More on Benzul.
There's more.
Five of them.
Is it five? I didn't know. I know. Kurt, did you get water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is plain. No bright, because it only came into one room. You know, a little bit. You think that your slab is level, but it isn't.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it was done by passing a car. The only point I've got to make, whenever you do this survey to try to help us, how come you don't pick somebody on each spot that has water problems for years, get us involved, and talk with the person who's trying to help us.
We can definitely do that.
Some ideas.
We can definitely do that.
I volunteer myself.
Okay. we'll get you in for sure.
Thank you, man. But going back, when y'all say we have good drainage, you're correct on that. It's just we don't have the volume to take care of. And that's what you're trying to help us with. And I think you're going the right way, but get a committee.
We'll get you on it.
Thank you.
Thank you for volunteering, Mr. Carroll.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Judy.
If you wouldn't have to step up on the slab to get in my house, you would have been in the house last time and this past time. When it's that close for me, it's even closer for Ruth Landry. And it was even closer for me because it was in her house.
Is that the first time you had water in your house?
Well, from the left side of my house, that's where the water came from. First time in all these years.
Yeah.
Went through the entrance there.
Anybody else have any public opinion on budget and money and anybody? Drainage?
Thank y'all for doing what you're doing. Just please do it fast.
I hear Scott. Yes, sir.
Address this part of it. On the budget, most of the areas are fiscally conservative. It's a very hard thing when you get an event like this that so many people, it's personal on. I'm personally glad Kurt Mancuso's not in here tonight because I believe everybody would have a different opinion. He is hot. He is hot as he can be. So he lives on Ventura. So I understand about maybe not wanting to put some money in the budget because you don't have a concrete number. But you know you got a problem. You know you got an issue. And you're not going to fix it by giving a ditch with a shovel. You're going to have to put some money in this. The question is, how much money you're going to need? I don't know. You don't know. Lord, if he was here, he wouldn't tell you. He might be able to give you a range. But to me, as a resident of Brewery, if you show me you're putting a step forward, you know you're going to have to increase the budget. The number's probably going to be wrong. We know that. But the intent of the council, if you want to increase that money, you know the intent is there that you want to make the drainage better. I agree with whoever said that. We have good drainage, but we want better drainage. And once we get better drainage, we're going to want better drainage than that. So we're going to keep doing whatever we've got to do to make this thing better. I would ask, as a constituent, to put some money in the budget. If it's 100, that's great. If it's 50, that's great. If it's 300, that's fine too. If you don't use it, it's not like you said, you're going to put it back in the bank. You know you're not, because it's never coming out of the bank. It's just a budget number that you're earmarking until you spend it. And this council is not going to spend money recklessly. I know that. I know every one of you. So if you make a budget number that's higher than you're going to spend, and you don't spend that money, it's just going to fall back down the budget surplus. So I would recommend you put something in there. Make a good faith effort. The bigger thing for me is to get an approved budget before fiscal year end. Auditors and other people look at stuff like that. Why can't you get a budget? I mean, Shane made a good point. You got $3 million sitting on the balance sheet. There's no good reason in my mind you can't get a budget approved in June. So that's my recommendation. Or not.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think Bishop's right in what he's saying here. It's a good faith, how do you say that? Good faith agreement.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, my question is, mine and Arlene's is, are y'all going to get a hot spot diversion? Are y'all
going to
start with the hot spots?
Absolutely.
Yeah, those first.
Absolutely.
Well, that's where we're going to say we're all at first to give the best.
We're already working on Arlene a little bit with some ideas, but they're really vague, and they don't have any, like Rusty, they're not driven down to concrete answers. But yes.
We're going to get them in concrete, right?
No, we're going to get them in concrete for sure.
Thank
and
God.
We'll let you know as soon as we can get something rolling
Thank
on them.
Just to echo Fish, you're exactly right. I was with the mayor and I Friday
Okay, anything else from the audience?
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. We'll close the public hearing on that. Any other comments from the council?
If there's no objection, I'd like to increase to 79 just as a start to 100 for drainage and adopt the budget as presented with that amendment.
So increase that to 79? To 100,000?
So add 21.
Correct.
So it'll be 100,000 will be your total budget item for maintenance expense and streets and drainage?
As a start.
Okay. And then we'll leave the special projects like it is?
Everything else. Will.
Everything else. So the only difference in the new budget that Blaine printed out for us, your motion is the $100,000 on the culverts and drainage as opposed to 79.
And I'll second that.
All right. So we have a motion by Mr. Niesler and a second by Ms. Bourgeois. We already did a public hearing. Do I have to do it again, Tom? No. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. Next up, consider Ordinance 5 for 2019 sewer budget for 2019-2020 fiscal year. You have a copy of your sewer budget in there. Sewer budget is always tough. There's a huge appreciation number for $140,000 our auditor made us take this year, and that's why you see that big balance difference in there. But the income's the income. I mean, it is what it is.
The pump is in this, right?
Yes.
Which line item is that?
Let me see. No, it may not be.
$137.
I thought we had that that money for the shore conveyor down under capital purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I thought that was going to be $18,000 again. There again.
Put in there?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought we had $18,000 in there when I looked at it last time. So that would change. Can we? Y'all okay with bumping that to $18,000?
Capital.
Yeah, under sewer equipment capital expenditures. That's going to kick us out of budget even more, but.
It says
$7,600.
Add 18.
No, I might make it 18. And that'll be the new pump on Live Oak.
Is that the cost that we know for that one?
No, we don't know yet. Okay. But that's just another one of those that just happened. There again, Rusty, it's a timing issue. This all happened in May, and it's just like we don't want to knee jerk, but we kind of have to knee jerk, you know.
So the what about the infiltration? Where is that listed for the coating of the?
We're doing that this year.
That's going to be in this year's budget?
Yeah, we're going to spend that this year. We just got okay from the LGAT grant to spend the money,
okay.
So we got those guys working on it. Shane has it all lined up. Every year with LGAP, we apply for LGAP. If it funds from the state, we use that money to coat manholes. So whatever, if we get $35,000, we do $35,000 and coat the inside of manholes. And the first one on the project is the one on the force main because we're pumping that gas back in and it's eating off the inside. So that one will be done first.
Okay, and so I know there was some discussion about perhaps another slope test. To make sure that there's no infiltration coming in from there. Are we doing that? Is that in the budget for this year?
We didn't budget for a smoke test.
Okay. Should we consider that while we're talking about it? How long has it been since the previous one? About a decade? Or?
No, it
was right before.
It's been about
term.
4 years, yeah. Yeah. About 4 years.
About a year and a half before the end of last term.
And we also did the cameras.
Eye tests and smoke tests and cameras.
And cameras.
Oh, and
that. We spent, as a matter of fact, I think we spent LGAP money on it.
$40,000. CES did it.
Yeah, I think we spent LGAP money on it back then.
Okay, so we feel comfortable that it's not warranted again?
I don't think it's going to help.
Okay.
I talked to Shane about it last week, and he's like, we good, but unless you have a big major gap, which I don't think we have, I don't know if those
smoke tests are. The new pump is, so you need the problem on
Orleans Quarters. Yep. Well, not that problem. It's to alleviate the problem we have at the Live Oak station. Which will help.
And the diameter of the piping does not have to be increased if he increases the pump size?
Nope. He's actually going to buy a new... He wants to buy it, and he put the numbers on it, and shame on me for not writing them down. There's two pumps there now. and they both turn on when it gets full. The third pump that they, we're going to put another pump in there and run the two pumps periodically, but when it gets full, they're going to turn the two pumps off, and the one pump will pump more than the two pumps together. That way he doesn't have to change the line and put a second line in and all that kind of stuff.
That's not like an automatic switch?
Don't know the answer to that. I'd be guessing if I told you. But the third pump is supposed to pump, I'm not going to put numbers on it. Like, we pump out 1,000 and it may pump 1,500. I don't know the number, but it's something pretty substantial that should solve our problem.
Okay, so do our totals change?
Yeah, your totals will change. It'll be, it'll go up by what, 16? Let's see.
10-4.
10-4? Yep. All right, so we're going to increase that to $18,000 on that sewer equipment capital purchases to try to get that pump done. That's going to be a priority list too for that pump, so we'll get that working pretty fast. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Kim, because I got that sewer thing in my house, and then I tell you what that is.
All right, so we'll open up a public hearing on the budget, adding that $18,000. Anybody have any, bumping that to $18,000? Any questions on the sewer budget? With that, we'll close the public hearing. Any comments from the council? All right, do I have a motion to consider Ordinance 5, 2019 sewer budget for 2019-2020? Moved by Mr. Andre.
With the adjustment, we should state that.
Yes, with the adjustment of that line item going to $18,000 for the pump. Sorry about that. Good job, bro.
Second. I second.
So, yeah, motion by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Daigle. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
All right, introduction of ordinances. Do we have any? I don't think we have any. We got a bunch. Resolutions. We were going to get a resolution for the grant application for the recreational trail program. We were going to apply for that grant again. You want to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, I'd say we just keep applying.
Yeah, we'll just keep applying. So we need the resolution in order to attach to the grant, which is due July 1st. Ms. Margaret Cannella is helping us with that.
I'll help them with this one.
Okay. And it's not going to be a whole lot more work because they're kind of using the same plan that we had. So we'll just apply and see if it'll go. So
I'll make that motion.
We got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? We don't need a public hearing on resolution. Comments from the council? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Police Department?
The Burley Police Department monthly report from May. We had 6 alarms, 8 warrant arrests, 5 animals at large, 5 civil complaints. We had 3 miscellaneous complaints, 2 disturbances. 4 times we assisted other agencies. We had 35 no insurance tows, 4 crash reports, 1 missing person, it was unfounded, 3 burglaries. They were car burglaries where the vehicles were unlocked. We had 5 unlocks, 6 traffic complaints, 1 unauthorized use. We had 3 drug-related incidents. They were all on LA-1 traffic stops. We had 1 illegal use of weapons, 1 resisting an officer arrest. We had 1 medical, 5 public assists, and we checked on 1 suspicious person. We had 100 total complaints, 303 total citations, with 411 total violations for the month.
Jason, were the burglaries at night or during the day?
They were at night. The car burglaries?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. At night.
One other question. I noticed we average about 30 to 35 insurance tows. Do we know if those are repeat offenders? Are they going off and getting insurance and then letting it lapse again a month later?
They do. They put insurance on the vehicle to get it out of the impound.
And then
the next month. Yeah, so I've towed. We towed the same people several times.
That's correct.
It's just an ongoing process.
How many times can you go before they can find or something?
Well, they're fined every time.
They get fined. They have to pay to get it out of storage too, so. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Fondo.
Thank you.
All right, let's see, mayor's report, I think we covered everything. Let's see, sewer Live Oak, we had 7 inches of rain, 4 to 5 houses had water. We had a leak in the police station in the roof, which we thought was handled. It leaked again with the 7 inches of rain, so I contacted the guy this morning, and hopefully we'll have architects and builders back out to tape it again. We thought we had that handled, but anyway, so we're working on that. Bikes are coming soon. We talked about that. House Bill 578 passed, which is for the 415 connector. I don't know. Did the governor sign it yet? He did sign it. So that should be funded. Ms. Judy, I don't know how fast they're going to get to it, but it's funded.
Okay. 7 years for completion.
I don't know. It's just a connector in the back of 415. That's it, but it's funded now. Whether it takes 5 years or not, I don't know. And then we have an LMA District H meeting. It's in announcements on June 12th in Addis, if you guys can attend. That's a good meeting to go to. There'll be a lot of people there. And I think that's all I have on the mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
I have.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. Since Hurricane Preparedness, what are we doing to be Hurricane Preparedness?
Well, we have a meeting every year with Kenny Hunt, usually has our meeting. We all go to lunch. Kenny does a presentation on different things you have to prepare for hurricane events. From the town standpoint, we are continuously monitoring ditches, monitoring debris piles. If it's a trash pickup, if we see a hurricane coming, we try to get Republic to come pick up early to clear the streets so stuff doesn't blow around.
Review the plan.
Those are just small things that we do. Shane has a breakdown on stuff that we do. I don't have it here.
My question is, if there's a mandatory evacuation, are we prepared to take some of the elderly people to one of the community centers or something?
That would probably be coordinated through the
parish and
Dino.
Yeah, Dino.
Homeland.
Yeah. We don't have any set plan, but we do have direct contact with Dino and the parish on how we can help that. Yeah, and Dino will be at the meeting too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have some things.
Okay.
I have. Maureen Dupuy donated a Purple Heart from her uncle Wilfred Babin. Received it. World War II, so we have that in our Centennial Room display case. We're very proud to have that donation. And we also received word Friday that we did receive the 5 trash receptacles from Keep Louisiana Beautiful, and 4 are going to go on the levee, and 1 will go in the triangle. And those are, we don't have to pay anything for those. Those are free of charge for us. And I also want to mention that we want to send our sympathies to the family of Mr. Albert Kidd, who died Saturday. Mr. Kidd came to Brulee in 1952 as a teacher, and he stayed for 32 years. He was a teacher, a guidance counselor, an assistant principal, and he retired as principal of Loopville School. So he served our community very well. So we want to send our condolences to his family. Remember Mr. Kidd. Thank you all.
Okay, thanks. Those trash receptacles will be...
I think Shane's going to have to do a conference call with people who've been beautiful people.
Okay.
And he'll be given instructions about the concert now.
Right.
But they will be delivered to the maintenance people. We don't have to go pick them up.
Oh, that's another thing, too. I forgot this part in my mayor's report. I called the state today for all the state highways that we have to come dig ditches. And the River Road was one of them. They can't dig on the River Road with the river as high as it is. So they probably won't be able to dig 1,500 feet. So as far as digging out those state ditches, so they can't touch that till the river goes through.
Once the river gets, I think it's 11 feet at Carrollton.
Carrollton, yep.
That's it.
Yeah. Anybody else? Fish?
Hey, Miss Judy, we're going to have another meeting tomorrow.
We're going to put a limit on you, Miss Judy.
I may be banned from your next meeting. I just wanted to say thank you to the town of Brulee for bringing sandbags to help us out.
I worked for the kitchen massage there when the client came in, and they were in 16 flood, and they also got flood and new water in their house the other day. She was telling me about it, and she said we had to really hunt to find trash sandbags. I said, well, the town agreed that this was a dust. She said, the town does. I said, yeah, when you get old, they do that kind of stuff. Thank y'all.
Yep. We do have the sandbags in the back, and we have a bunch pre-filled over here that if anybody needs them. Yes, sir, Mr. Kershaw.
Mr. Kershaw is going to be trying to be real quick today. Y'all might not know this. There was a rain event last week. We've talked about it a good bit, but tomorrow, Pee-wee and you and Mayor Toops from Addis and Mayor Lee from Port Allen, they get together and they're going to talk about all kind of issues, but I know one thing Pee-wee told me y'all were going to be talking about is the hot spots that need to be worked on. Parish-wide, there was about, rough guess, 15 to 20 people that got water in their house. That was actually more than the 16 flood, way more than the 16 flood. So, again, we want to get better. I think if you get one gets water in their house, that's too much. The water well has been drilled and tested. It has come back positive for the sample, and the phase one, which is going making a water line go from the well, which is in Port Allen, all the way to the Brulee Water Tower, was supposed to be opened up last Thursday. It's going to be opened up this Thursday. And if anybody's interested, I live, Mr. Carroll knows where I live, right next to the Tonton Canal. Thursday, I have never seen water that high in that canal, and that includes Rita, Katrina, all that time. So that water got on us quick. I did want to ask a question, and I have asked several people, nobody really knows, but the detention pond, can it exit east?
Not right now.
Okay, is that one thing?
Wait. You mean south?
South.
Yeah. Not right now.
Okay. Is that one thing y'all going to look at?
Well, that's we're waiting on a servitude agreement. Actually, the parish is waiting on a servitude agreement from Sinclair. They're going to redig the ditch on the inside of those power lines, have a 4-foot bottom in that ditch, and they're going to run it to midway that cane field, and then they're going to run it all the way across back that way, that same size ditch. It's going to be a big ditch.
So that would take some pressure off of that.
So those pipes that are going to cross under there, we talked about that a little bit today. When the level of that gets to a certain point, it's going to drain south. So it'll eventually run off some of what we have in that pond.
But only if there's a major...
But only if that ditch is big enough to accept it.
Yeah.
Right now, they never finished that ditch.
Yeah.
If that pipe was open, we'd be draining the cane field.
Okay.
So once they dig that ditch, we'll be able to flip it the other way, and it'll give a little bit of a relief to the retention. If nothing else, it'll allow some water to go south as opposed to all going to Tonton, which will help you.
Okay. And then last thing, this Thursday night, parish council meeting, we'll be talking about term limits for the parish president. So if anybody's got an opinion, they want me to express it, please see me after the meeting. Thank you.
I have one question. What pipe that flows underneath there, going to Tonton Canal?
What pipe?
What pipe are you talking about?
There's a pipe on this side of the retention pond on the south side that goes under St. Francis Street.
Yeah, no, that was stopped up at one time, so he couldn't do that.
It still is.
It's still stopped up.
Because the ditch is not big enough.
Open it?
We're going to open it.
Well, did it?
No. No. It's going to take water from the retention and move it south, and it's not going to allow it to come back.
We got to dig a ditch first.
We have to dig a ditch first.
Dig a canal through that to accept the water before we unblock it.
Mr. Fondo, it's going to go away from you.
That's all.
And it's never going to come back.
Not going to block it until they dig the ditch.
It's going that way. Anybody else with remarks of personal purpose? All right. Announcements. We have the hurricane preparedness meeting Wednesday, June 12th at noon. We have the LMA District H meeting in Addis tomorrow night, Wednesday at, June the 12th.
Same night.
Same night. At 6. Man, I'm going to be full. Landmark plaque ceremony Sunday, June 23rd, 3:30. The public is invited to attend that. And the town hall will be closed Thursday, July 4th for Independence Day. And with that, do I have a motion adjourned?
Move
by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor? All opposed? Meeting's adjourned.